Play ball. It's time for Heat Baseball on Kate 98.7. Today's game is brought to you by Platinum Motors, the Toy Store, Houston Plumbing and Heating, the Midland Theater, Carmen's Pizza, Desserts Bakery, and Newark Auto Body Collision and Glass. Now, let's go to the field with the OHSAA Radio Network on Kate 98.7. Go Bulldogs!
This kid's a baseball nut. He's a nuisance.
He can't forget about baseball.
Baseball is America's game.
Play ball.
It's time for the state championship high school baseball tournament on the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network. Let's head out to the diamond for all the exciting baseball action.
Good afternoon, baseball fans. We're back here at Canal Park in Akron. Division III state semifinal action. Somebody will move on to play the Lake Flyers a Sunday afternoon. Will it be the Heath Bulldogs, rated number 2 in the final coaches poll and number 1 in the Prep Baseball Report poll? Or will it be the Wayndale Golden Bears, the 2-time defending state champions? It's a high-level affair in this Division III state semifinal game from Canal Park, and we are ready to bring it to you. My name's Todd Walker. Sonny Folks will be with me in the booth. Ray Horner will report from the field and in the dugouts. We'll break this down for you coming up in just a moment. Right now, we pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This is the state baseball tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Play hard. You're always reaching for your goal. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. Back in the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
Max Preps is your source for high school sports, from schedules to stats, live scores, rosters, video, and photos. Max Preps has it all. And when you download the Max Preps app, you can add your favorite teams and get notified on the go. Have your own personalized scoreboards and stay updated on the latest news surrounding your high school team. As a proud partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Max Preps wishes every student, athlete, and coach out there a very successful season.
Okay, here are three important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number three.
High school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You are listening to the state championship high school baseball tournament on the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network.
Division III state semifinal game number 2 features Wayndale and Heath. As we break this one down, Todd Walker, Sonny Folks, and Ray Horner. Wayndale, of course, no stranger to this state tournament. In fact, they've won the last 2 Division III state championships. This team, though, was not exactly a shoe-in to get back here, although they were ranked number 1 in some of the preseason polls. They lost a lot of players from last year. A lot of young guys had to step into new roles and leadership this year for this team. And then, come to find out, one of their main returners from last year, Otto Solorzano, who was the winning pitcher last year and in the last 2 championship games, has hardly pitched because of an elbow problem. So this Wayndale team, Ray Horner, was not cruising along earlier in the season, but they have found their groove. The young guys have become veterans, and lo and behold, they're back in Akron.
Well, Todd, it's a completely different team, as you mentioned, than they've had the last couple of years. I talked to Coach Lucas Dougherty about his team, and he starts 3 freshmen on this baseball team. And I said to him, does your team get in awe of walking into a ballpark like this? He said, no, not really. As you mentioned, they've been here for the state finals the last couple of years, but he did say our freshmen had to step into some real big roles, and he thought it took them a while to get their legs under them with these young guys. But as you know, they've won 11 straight baseball games, and he said the second half of the year, they were no longer freshmen, and they feel right at home. And he said they feel confident coming in here today. He says, I know we got to take on Heath, but we're a team that feels comfortable in a ballpark like this.
Well, even though there's a lot of new faces on this team, Sonny, there's also quite a few guys back that played in the state tournament last year. Jaden Schlabaugh, although he's injured. Also Shane Koblenz, Tate Venables, Tristan Franks, and the repeat factor. They're 3 years in a row they're here, so they know all the nuances of coming to the state tournament, all the things that can trip up first-time people. They've been through all that, so that's a plus for them.
It's much harder to learn how to win that first one than it is to continue to win sometimes, because it's like osmosis. You're part of the program. Your bigger brother, your older brother, your neighbor, somebody played, and they passed that, just the legacy part of it on to you. I can't, to Ray's point, I was just sitting here thinking about, you know, to coaches always talk about you gotta learn how to win games. Well, they know how to win games at Wingdale, and it's almost as much as part of going to school is going to class, is the expectation. That's why every good program in the state of Ohio, Todd, like Marion Local in football and some of the basketball teams that you cover there in the Lima area, expectation of winning goes a long way toward what kids carry from one class to another and one year to another.
That's a big factor, no doubt, for Wayndale. As far as the team they will face today, the Heath Bulldogs, they were also here last year, although they lost in the semifinals, and they have been highly regarded all season. We'll talk more about the Bulldogs after this break. It's the Division III state semifinal game with Wayndale and Heath. We'll pause for these messages from your local station. This is the state baseball tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
You may think you're tired of walking into your own house from the outside heat and there's just nowhere to escape the hot and sticky air? Hi, I'm Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. There's nothing worse than being super uncomfortable in your own home. Call Houston Plumbing and Heating today and get cooled off. Together with York, Houston will help you gain comfort solutions that will save you money and energy. Installation is everything, so install confidence with Houston and York. Call us today where one call still does it all. 740-763-3961. Ohio license number 253.
It's time to ride. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. Come see us for savings of up to $3,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides and $1,500 savings on Polaris Sportsman models. Financing special is up to 5.99% for 84 months for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family owned and operated for over 20 years. Choose us as your hometown dealer for your next outdoor adventure, and we'll see you on the trails.
Every vehicle on our lot is sold with integrity. This is Bill Baer with Platinum Motors. All of our cars are inspected by our integrity service department, so you can be certain you're buying a vehicle you can rely on. Whether it's for a new driver or one for the whole family, Platinum has it. Or we can get it for you. The car market may have changed in the last few years, but one thing that hasn't is the importance of trust. We sell quality at Platinum Motors. 1352 Hebron Road, Heath, and online at PlatinumMotorsHeath.com.
Been in an accident? Car need a little TLC? At Newark Auto Body and Zanesville Auto Body, safe, reliable collision repairs are their business. Local, family-run, veteran-owned, and serving Newark, Zanesville, and surrounding areas, they work with all insurance providers to make your experience hassle-free. Ask about special discounts for military veterans. Go to AutoBodyOfNewark.com or AutoBodyOfZanesville.com to get started. Their ICAR Gold Class technicians will make your vehicle like new again.
This is Heat Baseball, brought to you by Platinum Motors, the Toy Store, and Houston Plumbing and Heating.
Division III state semifinal action is coming up shortly here from Canal Park in Akron. It's Wayndale and the Heath Bulldogs. Todd Walker here along with Sonny Folks and Ray Horner. Ray's down on the field, and we were just talking about Wayndale being here for a third straight year and all the state tournament experience that's sort of inherent in their program, Ray. But Heath was here last year, lost in the semifinals. in a 2-1 loss to Harrison Central. Eight of the nine guys in that lineup are back today. This is a team with eight seniors, so while they didn't win it last year or the last 2 years, Ray, I don't think they take a back seat to Wayndale with the experience factor.
No doubt about it, Todd. And I talked to Coach Warren about that game last year and being here, and he said, you know, we went right up there into that foul territory underneath that shelter, and we sat and watched and we talked about that disappointing loss. And he said, it starts right here, right now, to get back here next year. And to your point, those guys coming back, eight guys, six starters, they have been on the mark, right? 22 of 23 wins. I asked Coach Warren, I said, well, talk to me about the four aspects of your baseball team. He says, we're lucky enough, we do all four well. Base run, defense, pitching, and hitting. And he says, we even like to bunt now and then as well. He said, but that's how we've got here. But really, the team has dedicated, and it started this weekend a year ago when they were watching the championships after that disappointing loss, Todd.
Well, you hear that a lot from teams that lose in a state tournament game and want to come back the next year. It starts the moment that you bow out, Sonny, and it serves as motivation. And this Heath team has been highly regarded all year. Coach Warren was named D3 Coach of the Year by the Coaches Association. This team averages almost 8.5 runs a game. They've hit 13 home runs, which is like five seasons for most high school teams. This is a powerful baseball team.
It's a powerful baseball team. And you look about, as I said to you in the first game this morning, one of the impressive things when you come to this venue is to see who they've beaten and who they played. And when you look at these results this year, they don't only play good teams, they've run-ruled a lot of people as well. But their two losses are the two legendary programs in Ohio baseball, because Jonathan Alder has played good baseball for years. And Newark Catholic, they lost by one run to Newark Catholic. I think Catholic's got eight state titles under John Canizaro.
Oh, yeah, a ton of them. Yeah,
so
two quality losses, if you want to put it that way.
They play quality people, and they've had some quality results, because you look here, 16-0, 16-0, 24-3, 14-0, 12-2. To your point, they can score a lot of runs.
And they've thrown 10 shutouts this year. Heath has outscored their five tournament opponents 36-3. And they've also turned it around. A couple of years ago, they put back-to-back seasons together of 6-21 and 10-13 and 21-22. But now, a second straight regional title. They'll try to win it all this time around. Before we get to our national anthem, as the players are being introduced, let's pause 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves on the OHSAA radio network.
This is Heath Bulldog Baseball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, K98.7.
Wayndale and Heath set to meet in this Division III state semifinal game. As is custom, the entire team has been introduced, and they are down the first and third base lines as we get ready for our national anthem.
Freedoms like no other to honor America, and in respect for those who have served or are serving this country to defend our freedoms and to promote respect, equality, and world peace for all, you are invited to stand and join in the playing of our national anthem.
To do battle to see who will play Lake for a Division III state championship tomorrow here in Akron. We'll take a break and come back with first inning action. Right now we pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic. This is the State Baseball Tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Here's to the ones who put in the work, the no days off, rise and grind warriors who live by the oath of my body is my temple. And when their temple needs to rebuild after a long workout, athletes of all types choose low-fat chocolate milk. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. Chocolate milk turns motivation Monday into flex Friday. Crush your goals with the help of a real recovery drink. Try it for yourself. Built with chocolate milk. The official beverage of high school sports is brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The following is a broadcast presentation of the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
And we are just about ready to go in this Division III state semifinal game, as we are going to see who will play Lake for the state championship tomorrow afternoon. Wayndale will bat first. Here's their lineup. Tate Venables in center field, followed by left fielder Cameron Miller. Pitcher Shane Koblenz bats third. Catcher Tristan Franks is the cleanup man. Otto Solorzano is the DH. He bats fifth. Braden Steiner at third base bats sixth. Shortstop Jordan Miller bats seventh. Logan Troyer at first base bats eighth. Hudson Barkman, the right fielder, is the nine batter. And second baseman Colin McLaughlin will not bat. He is being DH'd for by Solorzano. Riley Baum on the mound for Heath. I'll tell you his season stats after the first pitch here to Tate Venables. And it is a strike at 1-0-1. We get underway. Our home plate umpires, Chad Snyder out of Findlay, Randy Bachman from Oxford at first base, Ben Mock from Elida at second base, Robert Morton of Defiance at third base. Congrats to those guys for getting the assignment at the state tournament. Swing and a miss by Venables makes it 0-2 as he matches up with Riley Baum here. Baum is 7-2 on the year with a 1.31 earned run average. Opponents hitting just 185 against him on the season. And that's popped back out of play. Baum is appearing for his 11th time, his 10th start in 59 innings. He's allowed only 39 hits. He has struck out 75 and walked 17. His whip is .95. That's less than one runner per inning. So he has been good. There's a weakly hit, two hopper to first. Play made by Woodward from the out. Let's go over the rest of the Heath defense. Hayden Woodward at first base. Tanner Patterson at second. Caden Green at short. Wyatt Binkley at third. Outfield left to right, Connor Corbett, Connor Toomey, and Preston DeVito. Paul Gold behind the plate. And Riley Baum on the mound. One out. And here's Cameron Miller for Wayndale. The Wayndale Golden Bears out of Wayne County. Not far from Akron, and now Baum almost falls as he comes off the mound. Of course, nobody on base, so nothing hurt, but he'll kick around at the rubber a little bit. And Sonny, that talks about what you talked about in the first game with the mound condition when you start a game.
People, again, overlook the importance of being able to come to grips with an unfamiliar mound, your emotions, the size of the moment.
Yeah.
You know, this is the Mount Rushmore of high school baseball for these kids.
Baum recovers and pours a strike right through against Cameron Miller. First man was retired on an easy ground ball. And here's an off-speed pitch hit over the mound towards shortstop. Charged by Caden Green. Throws on the run. Perfect throw for the out. Two up, two down, and now Shane Koblenz will bat. For you uniform Hawks and aficionados, Heath in their brown jerseys with Bulldogs on the front in white, brown hats with the orange logo, white pants. For Wayndale, they've got almost a camouflage-looking sort of brown-white jerseys with brown numerals. And they'll be wearing their brown ball caps today. So a lot of brown amongst these teams. Here's Shane Koblenz, pitcher-on-pitcher action here Two up, two down on the top of the first. And a strike right through there from Riley Baum to Shane Koblenz.
So you're calling that color camouflage.
I'm not sure what it is.
I'm not sure, but that's a professional description of it, though.
If you don't know what it is, it's camouflaged, right? Yeah, it's sort of a... It's not your traditional camo, because the jerseys are almost a cream color. But it's so sunny today, it's kind of hard to pick out everything from this distance, the nuances. There's another strike. One ball, two strikes. Koblenz, top flight player, first team Ohio pitcher. Leads the team in slugging percentage, doubles and triples as well. He's down a ball and two strikes to his opposite number. There's a high fastball outside.
I'm going to make this observation about team who question, there are people who question the talent at this state tournament. While there's not that many Division I kids here, maybe going to Bowling Green or Ohio State or UC.
Looper over second, drops in for a hit. So a two-out base runner.
A lot of these kids are going to play at Division II schools like Finley, Marietta,
yeah.
Baldwin-Wallace.
Yep.
They're going to play college baseball. There's just so many of them that can play at Division I.
Right, and a lot of people, that's what they hear about or focus on, naturally, at a little higher profile. Two-out hit for Koblenz brings up the cleanup man, Tristan Franks, who also is the catcher, left-hand batter. There's a little toss as Wayndale tries to get something going here in the very first inning. Baum works upstairs.
Todd, I know from experience, there's just no one who plays better baseball proportionally than Marietta College.
No, I
have the OAC,
yep.
Division III.
There's a whip to first and a quick tag, but back safely is Koblenz. That was a close play. Koblenz, 16 of 17 steals on the year. Wayndale, 81 stolen bases in their 30 games. The runner's going. It's lifted into right. Looks playable, and it is caught by DeVito. So a two-out single, but nothing more for Wayndale. On to the bottom of the second. And we will come back, and Heath will bat for the first time after we pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This is the State Baseball Tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
It's time to ride. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. Come see us for savings of up to $3,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides and $1,500 savings on Polaris Sportsman models. Financing special is up to 5.99% for 84 months for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Choose us as your hometown dealer for your next outdoor adventure, and we'll see you on the trails.
Every vehicle on our lot is sold with integrity. This is Bill Bear with Platinum Motors. All of our cars are inspected by our Integrity Service Department so you can be certain you're buying a vehicle you can rely on. Whether it's for a new driver or one for the whole family, Platinum has it. Or we can get it for you. The car market may have changed in the last few years, but one thing that hasn't is the importance of trust. We sell quality at Platinum Motors. 1352 Hebron Road, Heath, and online at PlatinumMotorsHeath.com.
Now, back to the game. This is Heath Baseball, brought to you by Platinum Motors, the toy store in Houston Plumbing and Heating.
Second, bats second. Hayden Woodward bats third. He's at first base. Gaden Green, the shortstop, is the cleanup man. Riley Baum, the pitcher, bats fifth. Jaden Dansby, the DH, bats sixth. Wyatt Binkley, the third baseman, bats seventh. Batting eighth is Connor Toomey in center. Batting ninth is the catcher, Paul Gold. They will face Shane Koblenz, the ace for this Wayndale squad. We'll give you some of his numbers here in just a moment. Wayndale got a two-out hit from Koblenz, but nothing else. So Heath looking to break on the scoreboard first. Koblenz 9-0, 0.40 ERA, 0.68 whip. That sounds pretty good. And there is a ball one to begin the at-bat. Teams are batting about 120 against him. And according to Wayndale stats, the contact, weak contact percentage is 82%. So people don't hit the ball very hard.
How about 89 miles per hour on the...
Yeah, that one says 91 on that fastball.
No, it says 91 on that one.
Swing and a miss on the 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Then that one's outside to Connor Corbett. An off-speed pitch makes it two balls, one strike. Now 3-1. So Corbett trying to start things off for the Heath Bulldogs here. And he'll get a walk. Well, his on-base percentage is .510 on the season, but this team is so good, that only puts him third on the team. So he's at first base, and Tanner Patterson bats. Left-hand batting second baseman, Tanner Patterson. Again, 8 of these 9 guys were in the lineup last year when they lost in the state semifinal game. That ball is inside. This team has 8 seniors, Patterson not one of them, but it's a senior-dominated team. Well, Shane Koblenz looks to work around the leadoff walk. Shot the other way down the left field line. It will be foul. Had a little loop of bloop under it, but that was trouble if it had stayed fair. But it went foul. Looking at Shane Koblenz, he has a... Coach has told me a live fastball. He's really good with that fastball, maybe some late life. Throws a curve, a slider, and a changeup as well, but we've already seen him top 90 on the gun here at Canal Park, so he's got his good fastball today, it would appear. And now, can he locate? That one's upstairs. 2 balls and a strike. Connor Corbett walked to lead off the inning. For the Heath Bulldogs, rated number 1 in the Prep Baseball Report poll, number 2 in the final coaches poll. Runner goes. That shot the other way, foul. Hit and run was on, but he hit it into the screen, down to third baseline. So Heath right now, Sonny, you're getting the vibe that they're on the attack here.
Well, the one thing you don't want to do if you're Koblenz, you don't want to get in the habit of having to pitch from behind. You know, and we saw that example in the first game of pitching with 1-2 and 0-2 counts.
There's a foul back to the backstop, bounces right back past the catcher and out between the mound and the plate.
I don't have to tell you, when you throw strike one, you get that guy out about 60% of the time. When you throw strike two, it jumps to 80 or better percent of the time. So when you're pitching 2-1, 3-1, and you're behind in the count, you're asking for disaster.
Count is even right now, 2-2, runner goes, swinging a blooper to second. That's going to be a double play as the shortstop catches it and tags the runner. And a break for Wayndale on the hit and run, a little looping line drive out to second base is an easy double play. And what do you say, Sonny, them's the breaks, right?
That's baseball.
Yeah.
It's baseball.
So, 2 out, just like that. And Hayden Woodward will bat, and this guy has danger written all over him. 8 home runs is like 4 careers for most high school players. 46 RBI. Takes one downstairs. Of course, he's first team All-Ohio. He'll be playing at the University of Findlay. One of those guys that Sonny was referring to earlier. 460 batting average, 1339 his OPS.
I don't know if you're a movie buff. He kind of reminds me at the plate of that character who was in the movie with Clint Eastwood, Trouble with the Curve, that the Braves drafted, and the end. He looks like that.
Yeah. There's a strike called. I don't know if Hayden struggles with the curveball or not, but he doesn't struggle with much looking at these numbers.
Big, well-built kid with blonde hair.
Yep.
Casting.
You can see why he looks like a guy that can hit home runs. There's one way upstairs, and it looks like Koblenz doesn't really want to groove anything to it.
Yeah, blame him.
2 balls and a strike now to Hayden Woodward.
He does have that Jack Armstrong look about him, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. That one's a little low, and I thought we had 3 balls already. That's ball 4. So Woodward is aboard for Caden Green. So Koblenz has walked 2 in this inning. But, of course, the first was erased on that hit-and-run line drive double play. Now Green will step in. Koblenz, only 20 walks in 70 innings prior to today. Caden Green, the shortstop, takes a strike. Fastball. We're in the first inning. We're scoreless. That one says 86 on the gun here at Canal Park. Cleanup man awaits the 0-1 pitch, and it's way outside. Caden Green had a hit in last year's semifinal game. Also played shortstop, as he is today.
Cobalt's mechanically here early on, flying open with his left side. That's why he's glove side so wild and out of the strike zone.
Now he tried the off-speed pitch. It's way up. This Heath team, 26-2, they've outscored their opponents per game at 8.4 runs a game to 1.8. There's a very wide disparity, as Sonny talked about a lot of their run rule victories over the season. There's a foul back. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Much better fastball that time when you stay closed and you get out over your front leg. It's just easier to throw strikes when you throw hard.
Heath also very good at stealing bases, 76 of 90 on the season. Led by Corbett, who has 25. 2-2. Head in the air to right. Coming in and toward the line. Barkman makes the play as he crosses the foul line for out number 3. 2 walks, but no runs for Heath. We go to the second scoreless. Wayne Dale coming to bat after we pause for these messages from your local station. This is the State Baseball Tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Ohio, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So, where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to Heat Baseball on Kate 98.7, brought to you by Platinum Motors, the Toy Store, and Houston Plumbing and Heating.
After a scoreless first inning, we're on to the second here in Akron. Division 3 state semifinal game. It is Wayndale and Heath. Wayndale Golden Bears coming to bat for the second time. Otto Solorzano will lead it off. Left-hand batting DH. And he takes outside or high, a little bit of both, ball one. Solorzano has been a huge factor in their last two state championships. He's been the winning pitcher in the last two state championship games. Little comebacker on a hop, easy play, and it's made by Baum, one out. That's another thing for Wayndale. We talked about how they lost a lot of guys from last year that graduated, but they were missing Solorzano from the pitching staff after he's really been, you could say, their ace the last couple of years, and they've overcome that as well.
Yeah, and it's hard to overcome that in high school baseball because you don't have that kind of pitching depth.
Sure. They've also been without Jaden Schlabaugh, who's missed all season with injury. There's a strike. And he was in the starting lineup for last year's state tournament. So this Wayndale team is reloaded, as they say. Braden Steiner, the batter, down a strike. Now takes one just inside. Steiner, the third baseman for the Golden Bears, had 2 hits and 3 runs batted in the regional final. Swing and a miss here.
Looking at it, Heath's outfield, the three guys in left, center, and right are playing at about 250 to 275 feet. In this ballpark, if you could get a ball in the gaps and to the wall, you can run all day.
1-2 pitch, popped foul. Speaking of that regional final, as that ball lands out of play, Wayndale was down going to the seventh inning. They scored 7 runs against Perry to pull out an 8-3 victory in the regional final to get back here to state. So this team really pulled one out of the fire there. Well, they had a little stretch during the season where they lost 6 of 9 games, but they haven't lost since. That includes a win over Berlin Highland in that run. 1-2 pitch, outside and low. Of course, Highland here trying to defend their Division IV state championship. They'll play at 7 o'clock tonight against Rushi, a team they beat in the state title game last year. High fastball, full count. So they're making Baum work a little bit here. The batter is Braden Steiner. Here's the payoff pitch. Lifted on the infield, right near second base. The shortstop stepping over the bag. Green calls it in for the second out. And Jordan Miller now bats. Jordan, a strong defensive shortstop, 224 batter for the Golden Bears. Has played in all their games this season. This one is popped foul out of play to the right side.
One other thing, as I noticed about Wayndale last year, I still see some of it today, the number of guys that get up there and hit with an open stance. It's a contact hitting baseball team.
And there's a little chopper right next to the catcher, foul for strike two. So Riley Baum trying to put him down in order here. He gave up a two-out hit to Shane Koblenz in the first. We're scoreless in the second here at Canal Park. Line drive over the second baseman's glove. Boy, it looked like Patterson was going to bring that in, but it eluded him. And another two-out hit for Wayndale. Jordan Miller, the man to do it this time.
Almost on cue. You get a pitch away from you, like we talked about in the first game. And from that stance, you just step into it and hit the ball where it's pitched.
Yeah, and that's a strength of that open stance. You can do more with that outside pitch just like that.
Easier to make the adjustments.
Yes. There's a quick toss to first to chase Jordan Miller back to the bag. Miller, 7 of 7 stealing bases this year. Logan Troyer is the batter. 320 batting average on the season. Right back up the box and through on the ground for a hit. So back-to-back two-out hits for Wayndale.
Once again, Troyer from an open stance gets a ball, not, I would say, on the outside half of the plate, but did a good job at hitting it right back up the middle.
Well, they say that's where you should try to hit
everything.
Just in principle. Yep. Try to hit it right back through the middle, and a lot of times you're going to have success.
Here's another one, open stance.
Hudson Barkman, the number 9 batter. Two on, two out. Top of the second, a scoreless game. He fouls that one back out of play. Wayndale, as we've said, the 2-time defending state champion. They were runner-up in 2016. So this year is their 4th appearance in the state tournament, and they have won the semifinal at least in all 3 of their previous appearances. 0-1 pitch, instead throw to second, and the runner is back.
Todd, another thing about hitting from the open stance, if you do throw the ball inside as a pitcher, you're highly vulnerable now to them pulling the ball.
Oh, sure.
Down the left field line and hitting it hard over somebody's head.
Yep. 0-1 pitch.
Yeah.
Over second base. That's in the gap. That might roll for a while. 2 runs are going to score. Meanwhile, Barkman will hold up at second base with a 2-run double. Wayndale jumps on top here in the second inning. How about that? 3 straight hits from the bottom third of the order, Sonny. Boy, you get that, you are looking pretty strong.
Well, that's impressive hitting. Again, hit the ball where it's pitched. And did I not just say a moment ago, if you can get the ball as close as they're playing, if you get the ball in the gap, you can run all day.
Well, Barkman checked up at second base as the right fielder DeVito did a good job to scramble back to it. But it's 2-0 Wayndale.
I'm saying Lucas Daugherty may have noticed that for himself and reminded them, just hit it where it is.
So back to the top of the lineup, Tate Venables. Can he keep the 2-out train a-moving? Probably not. Little squibber to the right of the mound, fielded by Baum. He throws him out. Three straight two-out hits produced two runs for Wayndale. On to the bottom of the second, they lead Heath 2-0. We pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This is the state baseball tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
You practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
Welcome to the home of Gridiron Legends, the newly renovated Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Walk among the immortals of football inside the Hall of Fame gallery. Here you can stand face-to-face with the men who built America's game. Relive the greatest moments of Super Bowl history in the Lamar Hunt Super Bowl Gallery and stand before the Vince Lombardi Trophy. While the NFL Today Gallery is home to the NFL's most recent record-breaking moments, plan your visit to the Pro Football Hall of Fame today at ProFootballHOF.com.
You are listening to the State Championship High School Baseball Tournament on the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network.
Heath coming to bat in the bottom of the second inning, trailing to Wayndale 2-0. Todd Walker, Sonny Folks, and Ray Horner bringing it to you from Canal Park in Akron. Riley Baum, the pitcher, leads off for Heath here in the bottom of the second inning. And a swing and a miss and a high fastball. Ray's hanging out down there in the dugout. Ray, exciting last half inning there.
Yeah, Lucas Dougherty, the head coach of Wayndale, really wanted him to come to third on that double. But unfortunately, he's made the stop and then went on back as we got a hit batsman there.
Yeah.
At home plate. A couple of things I wanted to bring up, guys, real quick. Like, how about the crowd here this afternoon? Both these communities pouring out at Canal Park. It's a loud and large crowd. The other thing, I want to go back. Sonny was talking about collegiate baseball. I counted 10 college baseball scouts right there behind home plate in those orange rubber duck seats.
And they weren't all Big Ten scouts either.
That's right.
No, a lot of them Division III, Division II.
Very good, Ray. Appreciate that. Yeah, Riley Baum was hit by that pitch, came up and in. That had some sting to it there. That's going to leave a mark.
To Ray's point about the crowds here, when you see a crowd like this, it tells you, to me, there's a good culture of baseball, Ray, in those communities, and that's so important to the future of amateur and community baseball.
Throw to first, nothing hurt there. And, of course, Wayndale, not far away in Wayne County, here adjacent to Summit County, so it makes sense they'd have a strong crowd. The Heath Bulldogs coming from Licking County, not terribly far away either. There's a swing and a foul tip that eludes the catcher for a strike. Heath 26-2 on the year coming into this state tournament. Wayndale 23-7. Swing and a miss. Boy, big cut by Jaden Dansby. Dansby, the DH, batting with a man on and one out. Dansby was the DH in last year's state semifinal game. Went 0 for 2 with a walk. 3-0-3 hitter. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Throw to second. Safe initially, and he hangs on to stay safe. Riley Baum overslid the bag a little bit, but able to reach back and grab it and hang on. And he's got a stolen base, his 11th of the year. Pretty good throw delivered by Tristan Franks.
Yeah,
and
it was
a strikeout, by the way, for the first out.
Right on the bag. Came up throwing, made a good throw.
Now here's Wyatt Binkley, the third baseman for Heath. 2-0. Wayndale with the lead. Foul tip into the glove, strike one.
It may be a little premature to say this, but look how much more comfortable Kobuntz looks on the mound this inning than he did the first.
A little more fluidity, yeah. Strike two on the outside corner. Looking pretty comfortable there.
He can throw that pitch at that location all day. He's going to be fine.
You got that right. Not much you can do with that as a hitter. Wyatt Binkley looking for something to hit here. Instead, he swings right through a fastball. Good old country hardball right there.
That's good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Yes, sir. 1-2-3, he's down on strikes, and that's the second strikeout in a row and second of the game for Koblenz, who walked two in the first inning. So Connor Toomey will try to come up with a two-out hit for Heath. 2-0, Wayndale with the lead. Strike on the outside corner. Man, he's just dotting that corner
now. He's painting now. Yeah, he's painting the corner right now.
Connor Toomey had a walk and scored a run. Their only run in last year's state semifinal, that 2-1 loss to Harrison Central. That ball's fouled away a little late on that swing. 0-2, the count.
To my point about comfort on the mound, he is finding that extra gear on the fastball, too.
He really is. He has cranked it up here in this second inning. He hit the first batter. That's Baum, who's at second with two outs. That one just missed. 1-2, a little low. 2-0, Wayndale. The winner will play Lake tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock for a Division III state championship. Here's the pitch. Off speed, almost hit him. Stayed up at the shoulder.
I like the brain game with Shane Comlitz right now. As you see him outside, inside, changing direction, changing eye levels.
Two balls, two strikes to Toomey. Inside, he had to pull his hips back. So it's a full count. Baum is at second with two outs. Koblenz trying to keep it right there. It's 2-0. His Wayndale Golden Bears on top. Crowd, rhythmic chants and claps. All four is high. That's unusual to see a guy jump ahead 0-2 and then come back to walk him. Good at-bat for Connor Toomey. Now it's Paul Gold, the catcher. The number 9 batter. Gold, last year played in a game, although he didn't bat. He was just the catcher. 351 hitter this season. First and second, two outs. Strike on the outside corner. Gold has 13 hits on the season in 18 games. A couple of doubles, a triple, and a home run, so he's got some power. That one's just off the inside corner, maybe a little low. 1-1. Heath trying to break onto the scoreboard here in the second. They've got a threat. Two on, two out. Off speed strike. I think that's the first changeup we've seen from Koblenz, and he threw it right through there, and Gold was caught off guard. So now one ball, two strikes. Koblenz trying to end this inning right here. And he's outside and low with a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Well, certainly the Heath Bulldogs have made Koblenz work in this inning.
Sometimes in a situation like this, you got to remember, this is number 9 in the order, and he's hitting 9th for a reason.
Right. Koblenz gets the sign and fakes the second. And Baum never even returned to second. The ball was not thrown. Two balls, two strikes, two on, two out. Upstairs, full count. Well, strangely, as soon as Koblenz seemed to really get himself dialed in, he's now sort of gotten off track again. Three balls, two strikes. Runner at first, runner at second, two down. Swing and a miss. Koblenz hops off the mound in celebration, a big out on an 85-mile-an-hour fastball. So the Bulldogs lead 2. We go to the third, Wayndale 2, Heath nothing. We pause for these messages from your local station. This is the State Baseball Tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Why do they officiate?
Desserts Bakery, for over 8 years, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, Buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath, directly across from Wyand Avenue. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love the sweetness of desserts.
Are you
tired of walking into your own house from the outside heat and there's just nowhere to escape the hot and sticky air? Hi, I'm Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. There's nothing worse than being super uncomfortable in your own home. Call Houston Plumbing and Heating today and get cooled off. Together with York, Houston will help you gain comfort solutions that will save you money and energy. Installation is everything, so install confidence with Houston and York. Call us today where one call still does it all. 740-763-3961. Ohio license number 25394.
This is Heat Baseball, brought to you by Platinum Motors, the Toy Store, and Houston Plumbing and Heating.
Two innings down in this Division III state semifinal game. So far, so good for the two-time defending state champion Wayndale Golden Bears. They lead 2-0. Todd Walker and Sonny Folks here in the booth. Ray Horner down on the field on a beautiful day for baseball. Speaking of that, Ray, you are in charge of the Akron Chamber of Commerce, and you ordered this weather, right?
I sure did. It doesn't get any better. I will say this, guys, slight wind starting to pick up. You know, we had windy conditions yesterday, but it's picking up just a touch. Not a factor at all right now, but it is really comfortable, I got to tell you.
Beautiful day indeed. Here we go to the third. Cam Miller leads it off for Wayndale. That ball caught the inside corner from Riley Baum. Miller grounded out to shortstop his first time up. Honorable mention All-Ohioan, first team All-Wayne County Athletic League selection. Takes one on the outside corner, just off the corner, actually.
Let me add this. If Ray's in charge of the Chamber of Commerce, my compliments on the restaurant we had dinner in last night.
Yeah, we wanted to talk about that because your guy, Hal McCoy, is an Akronite. Here's a ball hit between short and third by the diving third baseman. Shortstop gets it, throws across, and got him. Boy, that is a heck of a play by the shortstop, Caden Green. Well done. Where exactly did you go last night with Mr. McCoy?
I think it was a place around, Ray, you can correct me, but a place called like the Agassiz?
Dagnese's. Fabulous. Fabulous restaurant. Good choice.
Great Italian food.
Yeah. Well, very good calamari there.
Yes, it was.
Check. There's a ball inside.
Check. It's right. Which Hal let me pick up, by the way.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Yes.
That made it even better.
Yes.
Well, Hal was the one that picked the place. The least you could do is pick up the tab.
That's the joys of being the company owner.
There you go. Shane Koblenz takes one inside, and now it is 2-0.
You're listening to Heat Baseball on Kate 98.7, brought to you by Platinum Motors, the Toy Store, and Houston Plumbing and Heating.
Koblenz blows him away with an 85-mile-an-hour heater on the inside corner. And Sonny, I'd call that a pitcher's pitch right there.
Well, it's a pitcher's pitch again because I'm not sure if he's four-seam or two-seam, but he's got movement, late movement, like we talked about earlier on that fastball in the strike zone. That's why the fastball is such a good pitch.
Here's a hard hit ball to second, knocked down by McLaughlin, and it bends him over in pain, and he will not make the play. McLaughlin probably will get charged an error there. That's not the easiest of plays. That ball was hit hard on the ground by Tanner Patterson, and McLaughlin had it come up on, looked like it hit him in the hot top of the thigh or the hip area, and it kind of bent him over in pain.
To the point about, you know, the fastball being the toughest pitch to hit, the reason it is grip. It moves one way across the seams. If you throw it with the seams, it's going to sink and dive. Now, of course, famously in the last 20 years, the cutter.
The cutter, yes. Now, Sonny, you're more well-versed than I. They've come up with this thing they call the sweeper now. Isn't that just a curveball?
It's just a flat, plain curveball.
Yeah.
But again, if you can throw it at somebody's elbow, you get in their head.
Right.
And all you need is just that bit of indecision.
So it's not the old Uncle Charlie curveball. It's just kind of a sweeping curveball.
Right.
So they call it the sweeper. Meanwhile, it's 2-0 now to Hayden Woodward.
Makes it very tough to keep your front side in there against that pitch.
Woodward, 8 home runs on the year. Runner at first. One out. He takes one up. And I don't know if they're pitching around him, but it looks like they're pitching around him. By the way, that ball was ruled an error that has Patterson at first with one out. 3-0 now to Hayden Woodward. Here's the pitch. Ball four. So two on with one out for Caden Green. That is the fourth walk issued by Shane Koblenz in just 2 1/3 innings. Now we're going to get a mound visit as Coach Dougherty will make his way to the mound. By the way, that regional final victory was his 100th win in just 4 years as head coach. That's getting it done.
Well, I'm saying this mound visit's got something to do with Shane Koblenz overthrowing the ball.
Maybe a little bit too much juice.
Yeah, he's had some success. He's finding that second gear that we talked about. And sometimes you get in the mindset as a pitcher, if some is good, more is better. And that's not necessarily true.
You know, another thing about umpiring where it's more art than science is when do you break up that meeting?
Yeah.
And Chad Snyder, the home plate umpire, just did it. But he let it go a pretty good spell there.
I've gone out to break up those meetings, and the manager turn around and tell me, you got anything to add to this?
Yeah, meeting adjourned.
Yeah, because
that's what I have to add.
We're trying to teach some baseball here.
Well, there's point for that, too. Here's the first pitch, and it's a, check swing foul off the netting from Caden Green. So Green, with two on and one out, steps in, looking to get Heath on the board. 2-0, Wayndale with the lead. 30 RBI in the season for Green, second on the team. Squares to bunt, pulls it back. It's a strike. Throw behind the runner. He steals third.
Wow.
Well, that was well done by Tanner Patterson. Green takes a strike, but Patterson came off the bag and baited the defense. They threw behind him, Sonny, and he got to third base easily.
He baited Tristan Franks.
Yeah, baited the catcher, and he threw behind him, and Patterson bolted to third and made it without a throw. So now the catcher signals the first and third defensive strategy. Steps back behind the plate. Stolen base for Tanner Patterson, his 11th of the year in as many tries. First and third, one out. That one is popped up foul right side out of play, and in fact, onto the roof over the suite level here at Canal Park. The crew here at Canal Park working feverishly, trying to get the internet situation worked out. The ball's two strikes. That's hit on the line drive to center. It drops for a hit, and Heath is on the board. An RBI single for Caden Green. And it's now Wayndale 2 and Heath 1. And Caden Green, just a good solid swing. Sonny sent it right back up the middle. Gotta like the way he approached that. Didn't overswing on it. Here's Riley Baum now, the pitcher. He can, as we used to say, help himself.
Yep.
Foul straight back. So Heath with a run pushed across here in the third inning now, definitely with some juice and some mojo going. There's a pop-up drifting, and now well out of play right side. No balls, two strikes. Riley Baum was hit by a pitch his first time up. Riley, a 419 inner, second on the team with a 1075 OPS. 0-2 pitch. Fly ball to center, deep. Venables back under it now, has it. Runner at second tags, but he will hold. Nice throw from Venables right to the shortstop on a line. Two out.
What a good play that was by Venable in center field, because he recognized off the bat. He got a good read on where that ball was going to be. Turned, ran, got to where he needed to be before he turned to make the catch.
So two outs, and Jaden Dansby, the designated hitter. Quick mound meeting between catcher Franks and pitcher Koblenz. Wayndale 2, Heath 1. The Bulldogs have scored a run here in the third inning to get on the board. Now Dansby will try to plate another with a two-out hit. Swing and a miss. Good fastball right there from Koblenz.
Todd, you talked about the art of umpiring. Mm-hmm. If you play center field, particularly that position, there is an art to playing center field because you have to cover so much ground.
Yes, sir. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, another high fastball. So Koblenz isn't messing around with Dansby. He's challenging him, and so far Dansby's been unable to rise to that challenge. No balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. There's ball outside. That might have been a little bit of an overthrow there. It's kind of fell off to his left side there, a little off balance.
Some is good. More is not maybe better.
Not always better.
Not always better.
Runner first is Green. Woodward at second. Two outs. 1-2 to Dansby. This is down. 2-2. Wayndale scored two in the first. Heath has answered with one here in the bottom of the third in this Division III state semifinal game. The winner will come back tomorrow at 4 o'clock and play the Lake Flyers for a state championship. Dansby awaits the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. So Koblenz limits the damage. One run for Heath. An error figured in. They had a hit. They leave two. On to the fourth. Wayndale 2, Heath 1. We pause for these messages from your local station. This is the state baseball tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Great movies, the big screen, air conditioning, and popcorn. Experience something extraordinary at the Midland Theater in downtown Newark with the Summer Movie Series. Friday nights and Sunday afternoons, July 12th through August 11th. Movies like Jaws, The Maltese Falcon, Grease, and Singing in the Rain, the way they were meant to be seen. Tickets are $5 for adults, $3 for children, and free for Licking County seniors over 60. Tickets available in advance or at the door. Details online at MidlandTheater.org.
Carmen's Pizza. Pizza's so good you can't stop eating it. Home of the Big Moose. Big enough to feed 3 to 4 people. Fresh pizza, subs, stromboli, and salads. Get 2 extra large single top pizzas for $28. And their Friday night special. A large single top pizza for only $12. Call 740-349-9291. Carmen's Pizza. Pizza's so good you can't stop eating it. On the corner of 5th and National Drive in Newark. 740-349-9291.
This is Heat Baseball, brought to you by Platinum Motors, the Toy Store, and Houston Plumbing and Heating.
Top of the fourth now in this state semifinal game. This is Otto Solorzano facing the right-hander Riley Baum, left-hand hitting DH. Awaits the first pitch, takes a strike on the inside corner. Solorzano, one of the many veterans of the state tournament play for Wayndale. He has gotten the win in the last 2 state championship games, but his pitching this year has been very limited because of an elbow issue. But he still swings a mean bat. There's a foul tip at the plate. Solorzano, 328 batter. Last year he was 10-4 with a 120 earned run average. They've not been able to use him much on the mound this year. 2 strikes to Otto. Pitch from Baum. Swing and a miss. He pulled the string there and had him way early. And that's a strikeout for Baum. In fact, his first of the day. So a good start to the fourth inning for Riley Baum. And here's Braden Steiner now for Wayndale. Golden Bears lead it 2-1. Last year they beat Harrison Central in the championship game 10-1 after a 6-2 win over Ottawa Hills in the semifinals. There's a ball outside. In 2022, Wayndale beat Liberty Union 4-3 in the semifinals and Milan Edison 2-1 in the championship game. Solorzano went all 8 innings. They won it in a walk-off. There's a ball down low. It skips through to the backstop.
To that point, we talked about in the beginning about experience and what it's worth. You know, Chris Hardman told me last year in the loss, that 6-2 loss, Wayndale just keeps the pressure on you all 7 innings.
There's Coach Hardman with the Green Bears of Ottawa Hills. There's a ball nearly hit the batter Steiner. 2 balls, no strikes.
And if you wonder how hard it is to actually win a title here, I think Chris has been here 6 or 7 times, has won once.
Yeah, it's definitely difficult. And there is ball 4. So a walk, the first issued by Baum, is Wayne Dale, a one-out base runner, and Jordan Miller now steps in. The thing that was great about last year, you had Wayne Dale and Ottawa Hills, Green Bears, Golden Bears, yep. Two things that don't exist. There are no Green Bears, nor are there any Golden Bears, only in Mascotville. Yeah. There's a throw to first. 2-1, Wayne Dale with the lead. We're in the fourth. Top of the fourth. Wayne Dale batting off speed strike on the inside corner. That bomb really took something off of that one, but got the inside corner. Jordan Miller singled and scored in that two-run second inning for Wayne Dale. Just his 20th hit of the year. He's only a .224 hitter, so that's a big bonus for Wayne Dale. And you can get some offense out of some unexpected sources. And that's another common denominator with teams that win championships. You almost always in a big game somewhere late in the tournament get a key hit from a guy who doesn't necessarily hit a lot. And Jordan Miller started that two-out rally with that single earlier. Strike right through there.
Marty Bannister just made a good point to me. How about the Golden Bear?
Jack Nicklaus, you mean?
Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah. Yeah. Ray says he only eats gummy bears, which I guess are a thing, right? There's a throw to first. Two balls and one strike, the count to Jordan Miller.
For all Jack's accomplishments, he can pick any color he wants.
That's exactly right. There's a slow roller to third, playing in and fielding it, throwing across for the out. Wyatt Binkley, two out. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the OHSAA radio network.
This is Heath Bulldog Baseball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, K98.7.
So two outs, the runner did advance to second on the ground out, setting up an RBI chance for Logan Troyer, the freshman first baseman. Wayne Dale looking to add to their 2-1 lead here in the top of the fourth inning. Swings through it. Foul tip into the mitt. Strike one. Logan, .320 batter on the season. No homer. 7 runs knocked in. He does hit .368, though, with runners in scoring position for the season. So, see if he can come through here. He'll call time before we get to any of that. Bomb made him wait too long. Back in the box now, Logan Troyer. A tall, wiry young man, right-hand batter. Awaiting him. Here it is. He bloops it. Short right center field. Second baseman. They don't catch it. The run will score. And Wayne Dale takes a 3-1 lead. There were 3 Bulldogs out there. I thought for sure one of them was going to catch it, but they don't. And Wayne Dale gets a 2-out RBI hit from Logan Troyer, Sonny. I thought that was going to be played.
Well, what a great mature at-bat that was for the freshman, because, again, we talked about the open stance and his first time up and where he just took a pitch away and popped it into where nobody could catch it. He did the same thing there, had a little bit more altitude on it, but nice piece of hitting.
I think Tanner Patterson, the second baseman, kind of let up, thinking the outfielder was coming in to get it, and nobody did. Now I fly ball to short left center. The shortstop backpedaling makes the play. But Wayne Dale, more two-out magic. Logan Troyer's hit scores Braden Steiner. Wayne Dale, 3. Heath, 1. As we head to the bottom of the fourth, we pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This is the State Baseball Tournament on the NFH Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Here's to the ones who put in the work. The no-days-off rise-and-grind warriors who live by the oath of my body is my temple. And when their temple needs to rebuild after a long workout, athletes of all types choose low-fat chocolate milk. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. Chocolate milk turns Motivation Monday into Flex Friday. Crush your goals with the help of a real recovery drink. Try it for yourself. Built with chocolate milk. The official beverage of high school sports is brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy in it.
how do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
You are listening to the State Championship High School Baseball Tournament on the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network.
D3 state semifinals, Wayndale 3, Heath 1, as Heath comes to bat at the bottom of the fourth inning. Wyatt Binkley leading off, and a swing and a miss to begin the inning. 3-1 Wayndale, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error for the Golden Bears, 1 run, 1 hit, no errors for the Bulldogs. There's a ball low. The winner will play the Lake Flyers tomorrow afternoon for a Division III state championship. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Of course, next year we'll go to 7 divisions for baseball and many other sports in the OHSAA, most notably basketball. 1-2. Chopper over the third baseman. He hit it hard and bounced it over third for a leadoff hit. Wyatt Binkley. If you're old enough to know what that means, it's kind of a Baltimore chop there, Sonny, right? He just bounced it right over third. Take that.
I imagine Ray Horner and I are the only people who know the terminology, Baltimore chop, and how it got its name, maybe, Marty.
Well, it was an Akron chop there for Wyatt Binkley. He's on first for Connor Toomey. Runner goes. Throw down. Bounces. Oh. Caught. Tag. No, the ball popped out of his glove. Well, good job initially to secure that ball by the second baseman. That is McLaughlin, but as the slide came in, the ball got jarred free. So a stolen base for Binkley. That ball bounced by Frank, but it was there in time, but it ultimately maybe was the reason they couldn't get the out because that bounce. So a stolen base for Wyatt Binkley puts him in scoring position. Scoring to bunt, pulling back and taking it for a ball is Connor Toomey.
We've talked about the art of umpiring, the art of playing center field, the art of groundskeeping, and how some of those old teams would have their infield so hard if you hit it on the ground, it would bounce over someone's head.
Yeah, that's the Baltimore chop reference. Here is a bunt foul, first base side. 1-2 now. Wyatt Binkley, that stolen base is 9th and 10 attempts this year. Of course, Heath, a strong offensive team with that .342 batting average and .470 slugging percentage, but they can steal a base as well. They have 77 now on the season, make it 78. Actually, they're third today, sir, to 79. They've stolen 3 today. 1-2 pitch. Check swing, strike 3 called. Chad Snyder rings up Connor Toomey. He's out shopping. And a strikeout for the first out. That brings up Paul Gold, the number 9 hitter. 6th strikeout for Shane Koblenz. Gold, one of those strikeout victims, has only played appearance here today. 3-1 Wayndale, but Heath has a runner at second. 1 out now. Strike called. Gold kind of squared to bunt, didn't really fully commit to it, and took a strike. Runner at second, RBI chance for Gold, one of the 8 seniors on this team. Takes strike 2.
I think Chad Snyder's done an excellent job, as I said before, of defining the strike zone today.
Yes, sir.
Up, down, in, and out.
He's been on it. Runner at second is Wyatt Binkley. 0-2 pitch is upstairs at the bill of the helmet. 1-2.
By the time you come to bat in the fourth inning, the second time through the order, everybody knows.
Yeah, you know.
What the strike zone is.
For sure. 1-2 pitch from Koblenz. It's popped back up over our heads and out of play. 2 more games coming later today at 4 o'clock at Sport Recovery and Hillsdale in Division 4, and then Berlin Highland and Rushi. The combatants from last year's state championship game won by Highland. 1-2 pitch off speed, hit hard to left center. That's going to drop for a hit. Will they wave the runner at third? They will. Here comes the throw now. They stop the runner at third. Good job by the center fielder Venables. Got to it quickly. Got it into the middle of the diamond. And probably a good decision at third base to hold up the runner, especially with just one out and the top of your lineup coming up.
Yeah, you don't want to run yourself out of an inning, and he would have been dead to rights because the center fielder did a great job of getting to the cutoff man. And, of course, the shortstop turns right there a step onto the infield dirt.
So Connor Corbett, top of the lineup, due up for Heath, and Shane Koblenz. This is a pressure point in the game here. Bottom of the fourth. His team scored in the top of the fourth to give Wayndale a 3-1 lead, but Heath threatening, and now they're at the top of the lineup. There's a strike on the outside corner at the knees to Corbett, who has walked and struck out.
What I'm saying is where Jordan Miller caught the ball, it's not a long throw to the plate.
No, absolutely
as a relay throw.
Connor Corbett awaiting the 0-1 pitch. Chops it over the mound. The shortstop could be two. Stepping on the bag, Miller. Throw to first. Stretch. Double play. Great stretch by Logan Troyer to bring in that throw from Jordan Miller. And Wayndale skips off the diamond after a tremendous defensive play to end the threat. On to the fifth. Wayndale 3, Heath 1. We pause for these messages from your local stations. This is the State Baseball Tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Every vehicle on our lot is sold with integrity. This is Bill Baer with Platinum Motors. All of our cars are inspected by our integrity service department so you can be certain you're buying a vehicle you can rely on. Whether it's for a new driver or one for the whole family, Platinum has it. Or we can get it for you. The car market may have changed in the last few years, but one thing that hasn't is the importance of trust. We sell quality at Platinum Motors. 1352 Hebron Road, Heath, and online at PlatinumMotorsHeath.com.
It's time to ride. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. Come see us for savings of up to $3,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides and $1,500 savings on Polaris Sportsman models. Financing special is up to 5.99% for 84 months for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Choose us as your hometown dealer for your next outdoor adventure, and we'll see you on the trails.
Now, back to the game. This is Heath Baseball, brought to you by Platinum Motors, the Toy Store, and Houston Plumbing and Heating.
Wayndale Golden Bears get a double play to get out of a jam in the bottom of the fourth inning. And they come to bat in the top of the fifth, holding a 3-1 lead over the Heath Bulldogs in this Division III state semifinal game. My name's Todd Walker. Sonny Fultz is with me here in the booth. Ray Horner reporting from the field. Wayndale, that double play. Well done by the shortstop, Jordan Miller. But Logan Troyer, the lengthy freshman first baseman who just knocked in their third run, made a great stretch and a catch and kept his foot on the bag to complete the double play. And that is the way you get it done if you want to win state championships, and Wayndale knows something about that. They've won the last two. Here's Tate Venables to lead off the fifth. Swing and a miss. So far, Riley Baum's thrown 57 pitches, Sonny. Four innings. He's allowed all three runs, obviously.
We've been talking about baseball and high school baseball traditions today. How about some of these traditional names from Wayne County?
Yeah.
Troyer and Miller and Schlebaugh.
Yeah, that's true. And that's another thing.
Yoder.
Great about high school sports. You hear those surnames of these communities for decades. Swing and a miss. Makes it 0-2. Tate Venables trying to get something going here. His team already leading 3-1. Wayndale wanted to expand that lead here in the top of the fifth. Baum tried to paint the outside corner, and it just missed.
Ever have some of that Troyer's Trail baloney they sell up there?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
That's a great point. Like most dudes, we think with our stomachs.
With our stomachs.
Yep.
Dudes.
One ball, two strikes. Inside check swing. Bring him up. Boy, nice pitch by Riley Baum. He had Tate Venables all kinds of tied up there. He couldn't decide if he was coming or going on that swing. And that brings up Cameron Miller. Miller was the shortstop, of course, who just made that fine play to turn the double play last half inning. Just the second strikeout for Riley Baum, by the way. There's a solid hit ground ball up the middle, speared by the second baseman, Patterson. Threw him out. Oh, man. Tanner Patterson going to his right, dives and gets up and throws a bullet to first for the out. That's a big league type play right there by Tanner Patterson.
First or second best play we've seen in 2 days. The catch at left field yesterday that we talked about this morning, and that play right there on the infield.
This, to me, and I've been coming to these state tournaments consistently for about 15 years now. This has been the best defense overall that we've seen. And sometimes that's created by opportunity, but, man, it's been good. First pitch swinging, Koblenz hits a weak one to second. Patterson makes the play. And that's a 1-2-3 inning for Riley Baum this second of the afternoon. Through 4.5, Wayndale 3, Heath 1. We pause for these messages for the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This is the state baseball tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
KidsLinked.com is a one-of-a-kind family resource for parents to find local kid-friendly activities, family events, cool deals, and fun things to do. KidsLinked publishes helpful print and online family resource guides, hosts their signature Kids Fest family festivals, as well as the Columbus Children's Festival in June and the Learning Rocks Education Expo each November. Check out KidsLinked.com for all the information parents need in one convenient place. That's KidsLinked.com. Sports aren't just extracurricular. They are extra important. Find out more at OHSAA.org.
Bottom of the fifth inning here in Akron, Division III state semifinal. It is 3-1 Wayndale as Heath comes to bat in the bottom of the inning. And Shane Koblenz got a big double play to get out of a jam in the fourth. Now he faces the 2, 3, and 4 hitters, maybe more for Heath. Some dangerous customers, beginning with the left-hand batting second baseman, Tanner Patterson, who had that fine defensive play last half inning. High and tight, ball one. Koblenz has held them to one run, but he has, I would say, not been sharp. He's walked 4, he has struck out 6, he's allowed only 3 hits. Swing and a miss, 1-1. Maybe you could say he's been effectively wild to a degree. But it seems like he's been walking on a razor's edge a little bit with this dangerous Heath lineup. There's another high one. 2 balls and a strike. Patterson, 333 batter. 3 doubles, 3 triples, 20 RBI. Awaits the 2-1 pitch. And hit him. It clipped him. So he's on base, hit by a pitch, Tanner Patterson. By the way, the 21st time this year he's been hit by a pitch. So he knows what he's doing. And coach for Wayndale, Coach Dougherty, says, wait a minute, didn't he lean into that? Or probably saying something to that effect.
Didn't try to get out of the way.
Yeah. Well, I don't, you know, you don't have to get out of the way necessarily, but you can't lean into the strike zone with it, you know what I mean? But, I mean, you don't get hit 21 times in a season without knowing how to do it.
No.
Yeah. So Tanner Patterson is aboard.
Another one of the fine arts.
Another art form. Exactly right. Now here's Hayden Woodward. This guy is dangerous. 8 homers. He drives it to right. And that is over the right fielder's head. Barkman will chase it down. Meanwhile, Patterson's going to roll around third. He's going to score on the double by Hayden Woodward. And Heath cuts that Wayndale lead to 3-2. Hayden Woodward's 8th double of the year, his 47th RBI. Both numbers lead the team. And you saw that power on display there, Sonny Oppo.
Yeah, he took a good swing at that. Just put a barrel on the ball. and got it up. There's a little bit of wind that way now, and of course we've talked about for two games now the inclination of these guys to play closer than what they're accustomed to, because this outfield is so much bigger.
So Caden Green now will bat with a runner at second and nobody out. Fouls it back. So even though Wayndale has never trailed in this game, it feels like Heath has just kind of kept coming here. They've got a big inning brewing. Already a run in, still nobody out with a man at second. 3-2, Wayndale leads. Square to bunt, takes it, it skips right through the catcher's legs. Wild pitch or pass ball, I'm not sure which you give there, but looks like the catcher might have got a little crossed up by the batter bunting at it, but regardless, Woodward scoots over to third. And now he's 90 feet away from tying this game. Shortstop Caden Green will try to bring him home. Green, the cleanup man. 1-1 pitch. Just high. 2-1. Caden Green had a hit in last year's state semifinal loss. Second on the team with 30 RBI. Looking to add to it here. Takes one inside. Three balls and a strike to Caden Green, the senior shortstop. Awaiting the pitch from Shane Koblenz. Here it comes. Fly ball right center. Could be trouble. It will hang up, though. Caught by the right fielder, Barkman. But tagging and scoring easily from third with the tying run is Woodward. And it's a 3-3 ball game. Brand new game here in the bottom of the fifth inning as Caden Green gets the sack fly to play the run. That was a good piece of hitting by Green, Sonny, the so-called productive out, right?
Well, another art of form in baseball is that third time through the order. You've seen everything. Now you've made the adjustments. Fastball that we talked about away in the early innings. Now they're getting the bat on that ball.
There's a high chopper but foul left of the plate off the bat of Riley Baum.
Because both of those balls hit to right center were just pitches that were up, and they got the barrel on the ball, and he just sent it in the direction
Shane pitched. Shane Koblenz at 83 pitches now, so they have made him work. He's had some wildness. He's walked four. He has struck out six. He has now allowed four hits and three runs.
And some of that finish that we talked about on the fastball is no longer there.
Well, no doubt.
At 90 pitches.
Starts to set in. One out, nobody on now after that sack fly. Here's a bunt. Popped it up and lands on the ground in front of the pitcher, who fields it and throws him out on the run. Great play by Koblenz.
What a play.
Thought he might have a chance to catch it in the air initially, but it fell in front of him. And as he was practically sprinting toward the first base line, he made a great throw for the out.
That's a risky throw because you're throwing back across your body, and there's going to be some tail to that throw by the time he gets to first base. And he put it right on the money. The only place you could throw that and have it caught.
Ball 1-2, the next batter, Jaden Dansby. Heath has scored twice here in the fifth to knot things up at three. Dansby takes a big hack and just gets a little piece of it into the mitt for strike one. Dansby has struck out both times against Koblenz. One third of his strikeout total. Another swing and a miss. Dansby has a couple of home runs this season. He's got power if he gets a hold of them. One ball, two strikes. Here comes Koblenz. And that missed outside low. A 3-3 game here in the fifth. Koblenz pitches and it skips through the catcher again. Nobody on base, so nothing hurt. This is the first game of this state tournament that both teams have scored at least three runs. It's already the highest scoring game of this state tournament, tied with West Branch and Indian Creek. West Branch won that game 4-2. Three balls, two strikes. Lansby lays off. And that was not 3-2 count, apparently. Everybody thinks it is. Well, that's what the scoreboard says. Well, hopefully umpire Chad Snyder corrects himself and gives Dansby first base. I thought it was the correct count on the board, and turns out it was. Well, the fans would act like they knew even if they didn't know. They would protest vociferously even if they had absolutely no clue whatsoever.
That's a bad moment for a plate umpire, too.
That is.
You lose the count.
Yep. I've been there. Here's a ball high. One ball and nothing. Wyatt Binkley, the batter. By the way, the fifth walk for Koblenz. He's also hit a batter. So he's been a bit erratic. That one's up at the shoulder and just misses Wyatt Binkley. Let's go downstairs. Ray Horner, as we get a mound visit here for Wayndale.
Thanks, Doug. Coach Doherty heading to the mound. One thing I can notice, I'm over here in the Wayndale dugout with Koblenz, is I think in the last inning or so, you can tell the duration starting to get to him, standing up a lot, not reaching out and stretching like he was earlier in the game on his deliveries. And I think that could explain a lot of the high pitches that have not only been balls, but like Sonny was mentioning, those two long drives to right and right center were also high pitches. Not bending down and stretching up, and usually that's fatigue when you start to stand up.
And he's actually had two hit batters to go with those five walks. So the mound visit is over. Coach Doherty has had his piece. Wyatt Binkley, the batter, ahead, two balls, no strikes. Fly ball to right. Barkman broke in, now goes back and makes the play. But Heath scores two in the fifth. It's a brand new ball game. We go to the sixth, tied at three, as we pause for these messages from your local station. This is the state baseball tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Been in an accident? Car need a little TLC? At Newark Auto Body and Zanesville Auto Body, safe, reliable collision repairs are their business. Local, family-run, veteran-owned, and serving Newark, Zanesville, and surrounding areas, they work with all insurance providers to make your experience hassle-free. Ask about special discounts for military veterans. Go to AutoBodyOfNewark.com or AutoBodyOfZanesville.com to get started. Their ICAR Gold Class technicians will make your vehicle like new again.
Are you tired of walking into your own house from the outside heat and there's just nowhere to escape the hot and sticky air? Hi, I'm Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. There's nothing worse than being super uncomfortable in your own home. Call Houston Plumbing and Heating today and get cooled off. Together with York, Houston will help you gain comfort solutions that will save you money and energy. Installation is everything, so install confidence with Houston and York. Call us today where one call still does it all. 740-763-3961. Ohio license number 25394.
You're listening to Heat Baseball on KATE 98.7, brought to you by Platinum Motors, the Toy Store, and Houston Plumbing and Heating.
We're starting over in this Division III state semifinal game. The Heat Bulldogs scored two in the bottom of the fifth to tie this game at three. Wayndale coming to bat now in the sixth inning. My name's Todd Walker. Good to have you on board along with Sonny Folks here in the booth. Ray Horner down on the field and in the dugouts. Tristan Franks will lead off the sixth for Wayndale. Left-hand batting catcher. First pitch from Riley Baum is a foul ball. Tapped the other way off the dugout of the Heath Bulldogs on that third baseline. They are in the home team dugout. The Akron Rubber Ducks here at Canal Park in Akron. Of course, they are the Double-A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. A one pitch, another little tapper foul.
Do you still catch yourself saying Guardians, me, Indians?
I say every once in a while and still say Indians.
I still say the maiden name.
Yeah.
I catch myself all the time.
It was a lot more last year, but it still pops in there every once in a while. No balls, two strikes. Way upstairs.
Somewhere in my heart, I believe Woody Held and John Romano would appreciate that. Remember those guys?
I do. I've heard that name, yes.
Classic Cleveland Indian names. Woody Held.
Yep. Oh, we've got time called on. Oh, we got somebody going to the bullpen. Okay. Yeah, the bullpens here are out beyond the right center field fence, so the players have to run from the dugout back there. Of course, here for a normal double-A game with the Akron Rubber Ducks, all those guys would be already out there, hanging out the entire game and giving each other hot foots and the other kind of chicanery. 1-2 pitch, hit the other way to left center, but it angles back to the left fielder coming in, the play made as he went to the ground by Connor Corbett. Nice play by the left fielder, and that ball off the left-hander's bat, son. He's got some of that weird kind
English.
Of side, yeah,
English.
A little bit of spin to it. It's like a Marty Bannister drive off the tee. It just kind of keeps slicing. The green's over here. It keeps. That's why I quit playing golf. There's Otto Solorzano. Got some action, as we said, in that Wayndale bullpen. There is a ball outside. And I believe that will be Tate Venables warming up. He is also their center fielder. Solorzano 1-0-2, a tapper back to the mound and a strikeout. Tried to hold up on a high fastball, appeal, ring him up, says Robert Morton down at third base. One ball, one strike. Solorzano, left-hand batter, awaits the Riley. Righty Riley Bum hits it the other way in the hole. Shortstop tried to slide and backhand it, but Green couldn't come up with it. It's a base hit. Well, Caden Green knew if he did come up with it, he'd have to get up and throw quickly there, Sonny, so he tried the pop-up slide effort. Didn't work.
You know, one of the interesting things about this particular game, we talked about the adjustment during the third time through the order. Which team makes the adjustment better? Because this is the third time they've seen Riley Bum.
Indeed. Here's Braden Steiner. He's walked and popped up. They run through the signs again for his benefit. 3-3 game. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Wayndale batting against the Heath Bulldogs. Swing and a miss. Good fastball there from Riley Bum. That showed some late giddy up to it.
And to his benefit, Riley Bum has not given them the free bases, one bases on balls that Shane Koblentz.
Yes.
Been guilty of.
Koblentz has the five walks and two hit batters. Bum has only walked one, no hit batters. There's a wild pitch, though. That will advance the runner to second with the possible go-ahead run. It looked like he overthrew some kind of breaking ball there, Sonny.
Yeah.
Not sure what he was trying to throw, but he really snapped it off, whatever it was.
Just overcooked that one.
Yeah. So Braden Steiner, third baseman with an RBI chance here now. Steiner drove in three in their regional final and that big comeback win over Perry. But they scored seven in the seventh. And now time called by Steiner.
If you're Braden Steiner, the one thing you don't want to do is strike out here. You want to put the ball in play. Give yourself a chance to move up or get that runner in from second base.
Swing and a miss on a high fastball makes it 1-2. And there he would have been well served to try and hit that the other way like we've talked about other guys doing, but he was late on that fastball. So it's 1-2 to Steiner. The sophomore third base awaits the pitch from Riley Bum. The Heath right-hander instead turns back to second and fakes the throw. One of the eight seniors on the team back on top of the mound. Working out of the stretch with the runner at second and one out. One ball, two strike pitch. breaking ball. Bounced away slightly, but not far enough for Solorzano to chance it. Trying to move to third. He'll stay at second. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Wayndale trying to reclaim the lead. We're tied at three, top of the sixth inning. Baum has slowed his pace considerably. Now he's ready and pitches. That's a line drive to left. It'll get down for a hit. The runner will have to hold it third. In fact, they almost threw him out at third. That ball was hit so hard, but it skips away, and alertly moving to second is Steiner. Great awareness by Steiner. That ball was hit so hard, and Corbett was playing in. They legitimately almost knocked off Solorzano coming to but doing that, they threw the ball away, and Steiner moves up to second.
Well, the issue was the third baseman went far enough in the hole, thinking that he had a play on the ball over his head, which he didn't. He almost didn't get back to the bag.
Yes.
Had he gotten to the bag with a better throw or a more accurate throw, they might have had a legitimate shot at him.
Let's see who they give the error to there. Probably the outfielder. But we've got a mound meeting now for Heath, and you know they just tied this game, and the last thing you want to do is let them take the momentum back. And actually, they're not going to charge an error. They just say he advanced to third. I don't think he was going to go to second, Sonny, if that ball wasn't thrown away.
No, I don't think so either.
Now,
but
maybe
again,
they'll amend that
to
here.
The point about Braden Steiner not striking out.
Yes.
Put the ball in play. Give yourself a chance to either move that runner up from second base or move him in on a base hit. Get far enough to get him in.
Well, the confab breaks up at the mound. And the decision was made to intentionally walk Jordan Miller. That was part of the discussion. So that'll go down as the second walk issued by Riley Baum. And it loads the bases for Logan Troyer, who has been the answer to any question today when he's been at the plate and in the field. He had that great stretch to complete the double play that got him out of a jam. He's got two hits. He's driven in a run. He has scored a run.
I question the strategy in high school baseball of walking the bases loaded.
Well, we'll see how it turns out for Heath. Logan Troyer, the freshman first baseman, could play hero yet again on this sunny Saturday afternoon. Blooper towards second. That one will be caught. Didn't get it quite far enough out there to bloop it into the outfield like he did last time. So now two outs for Hudson Barkman. Big second out for Riley Baum right there.
Had that ball been hit 20 feet farther, the question of whether you walk the number 8 guy in the order to load the bases?
Mm-hmm. By the way, they did officially charge Connor Corbett with a throwing error that allowed Steiner to move to second. Now here's Barkman. Bases loaded, two outs, a tie game in the top of the sixth inning. Check swing, strike on the outside corner. Barkman. Two-run double in the second. They popped a short in the fourth. Now batting with the bags full and two outs in the sixth. Infield playing back everywhere except third. Binkley's even with the bag. That pitch is high. I'll tell you what, if Barkman can bunt, if he bunted one to first base side, they would never get him. As long as he gets it past the pitcher. But we'll see what happens with a one ball, one strike count. Bases loaded in the sixth and a tie game. That one's low in the dirt. Well played by Paul Gold back there. Gold did a nice job shifting his body over there, and he was determined not to let that ball get away. So now it's 2-1. Count advantage swings to the batter, Hudson Barkman. He's got teammates at every base and two outs. Foul back.
This is what makes baseball such a great experience for kids. Todd, it's a team game, but there's so much individual opportunity and responsibility.
Yeah.
If you're the kid in right field that never gets a ball hit to you, then you got to catch it. If you're the guy at the plate with the bases loaded and two out, you got to put it in play.
We'll see what Barkman can do. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bases loaded. We're in the sixth. We're tied at three. Baum delivers. popped up left side drifting, and that's going to be in the seats. Well, I think Barkman might have chased one a little up out of the zone, but to what you were talking about, Sonny, he wants to put the ball in play, and he didn't want to take strike three, so.
And he recognized that as a cripple. Mm. And, you know, and you want to take advantage of the cripples.
Right. Two balls, two strikes. Golden Bears at every base. The pitch. Another foul. So how many times don't you see it as well in these situations with the game on the line? You get a number of foul balls. It just builds the tension in this good crowd here at Canal Park. Anxiously awaits what happens next, as do we. Two balls, two strikes to Hudson Barkman. With the bases loaded, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss.
Swing and a bad pitch.
Fooled him with something off speed, and bomb explodes off the mound in celebration. And the Golden Bears leave the bases loaded in the sixth. We're tied at three as Heath comes to bat in the bottom of the inning. We pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This is the State Baseball Tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
You practice hard. You play hard. You're always reaching for your goal. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. After the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
Did you know that soy protein helps today's student-athletes score goals, ace their serves, and cross the finish line? Soy is a great protein option that helps build muscle, reduces inflammation, and helps with muscle recovery after exercise. Adding both soy and animal protein to your diet makes for a winning combination. For more about the benefits of soy protein, the Ohio Soybean Council invites you to visit soysecrets.com. The Ohio Soybean Council, sustaining life, respecting nature.
It's state tournament baseball on the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network.
3-3 game as Heath comes to bat in the bottom of the sixth. Todd Walker and Sonny Folks here in the booth, and Ray Horner down on the field. Heath comes to bat in the bottom of the sixth, and you know what they want to do. Played at least one, get three more outs in the top of the seventh, and return for tomorrow's championship game. Shane Koblentz pitching, missing upstairs. Koblentz, as we've talked about, has definitely been erratic today. Thrown 94 pitches through five innings. Connor Toomey, the batter, off-speed strike. By the way, one of the unsung heroes of the officials crew is Lewis Koletsky. He's the pitch counter. He's down there in the visiting dugout for every game. Counting pitches. There's a strike, one and two. And you think to yourself, well, big deal, you count, you know. Yeah, but you can't get distracted. You gotta focus every pitch. Swing and a miss, and a strikeout to begin the sixth. Connor Toomey goes down. Got to talk to Lou a little bit while I was down there in the dugout, and he's, of course, an umpire himself, so we appreciate his work. Seventh strikeout by Koblentz, and here's Paul Gold. Tied at three in the sixth inning. A little late on the swing is Gold. Strike one. Wayndale got two in the second, one in the fourth. Heath scored one in the third, two in the fifth. They're now batting in the sixth. Gold asks for time. Now he's back in. Koblentz brings it to him and pours it right through there for a strike. Gold today has a base hit. That came in the fourth. And the next batter, Corbett, hit into that double play that ended the inning. There's a weakly hit, two hopper to second, and that's an out. And now Connor Corbett, top of the lineup. He is 0 for 2 with a walk. Wayndale and Heath. We thought this would be a very good one. Two highly regarded teams. Wayndale, of course, the two-time defending champs, and they were rated the preseason number one by Prep Baseball Report, and then their couple of injuries to a couple of their veterans had them to a couple of rough patches in the season, swing and a miss, so it kind of dropped them from the top of the rankings, but certainly they're held in high regard as the two-time champions. Heath Bulldogs number one in the Prep Baseball Report poll, number two in the coaches poll. And there's a base hit through the box on the ground by Connor Corbett. There are two outs in the sixth. He wants to get something going here. And these next two hitters currently are certainly capable of doing that. Tanner Patterson, the second baseman, checks in the box. Now we get some more bullpen action. Actually, that's Woodward returning from the bullpen for Heath. He had gone out right after the end of that last half inning. And he is now about to bat, so he's got to come back in. We're surmising that he'll either come in to start the seventh or be ready to pitch in the seventh.
Do you think they used the bullpen phone to remind him he's got a bat?
No, I bet he knew he's got a bat.
That's not why you usually call a bullpen.
And Hayden Woodward, their best hitter, he knows when it's his turn to bat. You can guarantee that. Here's the first pitch upstairs to Tanner Patterson. He was hit by a pitch and scored on a double by Woodward last time up. He's also reached on an error and scored. Has a stolen base today, and he's hit into a double play. Runner goes, swinging a foul straight back. That double play came in the first inning on a hit-and-run play with Corbett, which they just tried again. Patterson hit a little looping line drive to the shortstop, who was right at the bag and tagged the running Corbett for an easy double play.
I love the hit and run in this position, too, because, again, that runner at first base is so important.
No hit and run this time. Pop up left side. Looks like it's going to stay in play. Third base side caught by Steiner near the coach's box for the third out of the inning. So we go to the seventh. We are tied at three with Heath and Wayndale. We pause for these messages from your local station. This is the State Baseball Tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Every vehicle on our lot is sold with integrity. This is Bill Bear with Platinum Motors. All of our cars are inspected by our Integrity Service Department so you can be certain you're buying a vehicle you can rely on. Whether it's for a new driver or one for the whole family, Platinum has it. Or we can get it for you. The car market may have changed in the last few years, but one thing that hasn't is the importance of trust. We sell quality at Platinum Motors. 1352 Hebron Road, Heath, and online at PlatinumMotorsHeath.com.
Are you tired of walking into your own house from the outside heat and there's just nowhere to escape the hot and sticky air? Hi, I'm Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. There's nothing worse than being super uncomfortable in your own home. Call Houston Plumbing and Heating today and get cooled off. Together with York, Houston will help you gain comfort solutions that will save you money and energy. Installation is everything, so install confidence with Houston and York. Call us today where one call still does it all. 740-763-3961. Ohio license number 25394.
This is Heat Baseball, brought to you by Platinum Motors, the Toy Store, and Houston Plumbing and Heating.
Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
On to the seventh inning. We are tied. Wayndale and Heath. Riley Baum will continue to pitch for Heath. Through six innings, he's allowed seven hits and three runs. He's walked two. He has struck out three. He has thrown only 83 pitches. His first pitch of the seventh inning goes to Tate Venables, who takes a strike. Center fielder Venables, second team all Wayne County Athletic League choice.
And no relation to Max Venables.
That's right. Swing and a miss. Venables today 0 for 3. He was key in their regional final win. He came in relief after they fell behind Perry, and he threw six innings of shutout, at least no earned run, baseball to get the win. Takes a close pitch there, but it's ball one. Venables, 320 batter for the season. Second on the team in hits and runs. He'd like to get on base here to start the seventh in a tie game. That's hit in the air on the infield near the mound, coming forward and giving way to the third baseman. Bomb gave way, and the third baseman, Binkley, came in and made the basket catch. One out. Well, we saw the game earlier. Pitcher for Lake fielded a pop-up behind the mound and actually fell down as he was doing it. And I don't know if Baum saw that earlier and decided, maybe I'll just let my third baseman take this. Here's Cameron Miller now with one out. Fastball away. Cam, three ground outs. Last time out, he was retired on a very nice play by Tanner Patterson, who went to his right on a dive and picked it up and threw him out. There's a foul back to the screen to even the count and a ball a strike. Cam Miller, first team All Wayne County Athletic League. Honorable mention, All Ohio. Leader on the team in batting average, on base percentage, hits and runs. Just reaches out trying to slap that one, but fouls it instead to fall behind. One ball, two strikes. We thought this would be a very high level, competitive, close game, and that's what it's been. Tied at three in the seventh. 1-2 pitch right down Broadway, and Cameron Miller is out shopping as he took an 86 mile an hour fastball right there.
No question about it, he knew it.
Yep.
I think he's probably looking with two strikes, some breaking pitch out of the zone, trying to entice him to chase, and he got the heater right down the gut.
So Shane Koblenz, the pitcher, 1-for-3, steps in, trying to get something going with two outs. Checks his swing on a ball low. Koblenz and the go-ahead RBI single in that comeback regional final win. Takes a ball high. Two balls, no strikes. Three-three game. We're in the final inning of regulation here, the seventh inning at Canal Park. There's a ball inside. He turns on it, but pulls it foul. Two balls, one strike now to Shane Koblenz, the junior, first-team All-Ohio pitcher. He has struggled today by his standards. Came into this game with a whip of .68. He's allowed a lot of base runners today. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Koblenz today has allowed 5 hits. He has walked 5, and he's hit 2.
This Heath crowd, everybody on their feet, because they know we get through this. And
he can walk it off next half inning here, but there's a foul out of play.
They're doing their part.
Strong representation in the stands for both teams here on this Saturday afternoon. This is the second of 4 games today. We had first pitch at 1 o'clock for this one. 2-2 pitch from Baum. Fouled off again by Koblenz. Pitcher-on-pitcher matchup right here. Koblenz, after his single, has popped up and grounded out to second. To get something started with two outs. Two balls, two strikes. Riley Baum is ready. Here he comes. Right back to him. He spears it, runs to first, flips to the first baseman, and says to Hayden Woodward, let's go to the dugout and walk it off into the championship game. On to the bottom of the seventh. We're tied at 3. We pause for this from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This is the state baseball tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Here's to the ones who put in the work. The no days off rise and grind warriors who live by the oath of my body is my temple. And when their temple needs to rebuild after a long workout, athletes of all types choose low fat chocolate milk. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. Chocolate milk turns motivation Monday into flex Friday. Crush your goals with the help of a real recovery drink. Try it for yourself. Built with chocolate milk. The official beverage of high school sports is brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake. If you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
You can stay in the game long after your playing days are done. Become an OHSAA contest official. Log on to OHSAA.org for more information.
Back here at Canal Park, the Heath Bulldogs have never played in a state championship game. If they can get somebody 360 feet around the diamond in this half inning, they will accomplish that. It's the bottom of the seventh. We're tied at three. And look who's coming up. Hayden Woodward, the future Findlay Oiler, first team All-Ohioan, has 8 home runs on the season. Last time up, he cranked a double to drive in a run. He then scored the tying run. He leads off. Shane Koblentz and Wayne Dale, the two-time defending champions, trying to hang on and get to extra innings. First pitch is a strike. Woodward has walked twice as well, 2 of the 5 walks issued by Koblentz. Woodward back in the box awaiting the pitch. Strike 2.
I like the fact that he's challenging him. You don't want to get behind and throw a cripple. Here it is. See what you can do with it.
Absolutely. Hayden Woodward, one of the 8 seniors on this team for the Heath Bulldogs. They bowed out the state semis last year. 0-2 fouled off. And you can sense from Heath that they just kind of don't want to lose in the semis again. They feel like they left something on the table last year.
Now, if you're Koblentz, what you don't want to do is throw a strike here with an 0-2 count.
Yep. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He blew it by him. Let's go down to the dugout. Ray Horner's hanging out down there. Heath ready to jump out of there, aren't they?
Yeah, Todd, that was a big pickup right there. This dugout's been pretty quiet since they left those bases loaded, and then they came in and they're going out. They saw Woodward coming up. So that strikeout by right there by Koblentz, huge, trying to get that old Mo back on their shoulders. And you talk about that in other sports, but in baseball it matters as well. Huge strikeout right there by Koblentz.
His 8th. Ball one, meanwhile, to Caden Green, the shortstop. Strike 2.
Bill Moziello, the coach at Ohio State, says momentum in baseball only matters as much as what your pitcher has.
Yes, no doubt. 1-1 pitch now. Blew it past him. Well, I would dare say Koblentz hasn't thrown this well since the very early going.
No, he's showing him some momentum.
Yeah, he overmatched Woodward, and he's got the advantage on Green. Now 1-2 after that swing and miss. Now time called to plate. Heath Bulldogs in a position to walk off with a win. But nobody on and one out, though. That pitch missed. Clyde Koblentz tried to take a little bit off that one. And makes it 2 balls, 2 strikes to Caden Green. A single and a sac fly. He's driven in 2 today. This one's off his fist and back off the facade of the suite level and back down to the seats. Koblentz touched 86 according to the radar gun there, so he's got some giddy up back here in the seventh inning of a tie game. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And just staying alive is Green with a squibber back to the backstop. Rally bomb on deck.
Put a lot of pressure on Green with 2 strikes. He throws the breaking pitch just off the plate. trying to make him chase and extend the strike zone, expand the strike zone.
Two balls, two strikes, swing and a miss. Shane Koblentz, fire here in the seventh, 87 on that one, and he just blew away their best two hitters with the game on the line.
And the importance of that previous pitch where you expand the strike zone a bit, now you come back with a fastball and just put it past him.
Nine strikeouts for Koblentz. Here's Riley Baum. Up and in. Wayndale 3, Heath 3, bottom of the seventh. Two outs, nobody on. Baum fouls that one straight back. Levels the count at a ball, a strike. Well, you got a team that is rated number one in the state and a team that's won the last two championships. You figured it'd come down to possibly extra innings, and we're a strike away from going that route. Three runs, seven hits, one error for Wayndale. They have left six men on base. Heath, three runs, five hits, one error. They have left eight men on base. Ground ball, base hit up the middle. So the streak continues. The Bulldogs have not been set down in order in any inning in this game. They have left at least one runner on base in every inning. And now we could get a pitching change as we are getting a mound visit here by Coach Lucas Dougherty.
Well, if he's not going to make a pitching change, he's looking for a little truth from his pitcher. Do you have enough to finish this, get us out of the inning? Don't be a hero here.
Right.
Tell me how much you've got left.
Well, if you look at the bottom of the lineup here, they've not done a lot of damage against him. Dansby has a walk. Binkley has a hit.
Yep. I see people moving around. They're making a change.
They are going to make a change, so we want to take a break here. Do we keep it here? Wait for the pitching change. Let's tell you about our officiating program as we talk to parents, graduating seniors, underclass athletes. Do you love sports? You have a desire to stay close to the game? You want to contribute to the educational experiences of the student athletes? If you say yes, become an OHSAA contest official. Positions are always open and available. To get started and learn more, go to the officiating tab of the OHSAA website. That is OHSAA.org/officiating. And a new pitcher is coming to the mound, as we had suspected earlier when he was warming up. Tate Venables will now pitch. He comes in from center field. Meanwhile, we have a new player in the game in the outfield, I believe. For Wayndale, that would be Tyson Troyer, who will now play in the outfield. So while we're sorting out all that, we want to pause here 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves on the OHSAA radio network.
This is Heath Bulldog Baseball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, K98.7.
So with one out, or two outs and a runner on in the bottom of the seventh, a new pitcher for Wayndale is Tate Venables. He will face Jaden Dansby, the man at first, two outs. Or one out away from extra innings, or a big blow away from a walk-off win. Runner goes, ball outside, throw down is not in time, skip through, but good backup. It prevents the runner from advancing, but Riley Baum is in scoring position with the stolen base. That's a fourth of the game for the Bulldogs. Second of the game by Baum. Also, we do want to reiterate, staying in the game is Koblentz. He's now playing second base. So McLaughlin, who was being DH'd for, is now out of the lineup. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss by Dansby. Dansby walked his last time up. So the new pitcher, Tate Venables, 13th appearance, 33 and 2/3 innings, 4-2 record, a .250 earned run average on the season. Ooh, good change up there, and he had Dansby fooled, swing and a miss. One and two.
There's that sweeper we talked about before, that sweeping curveball.
Yeah.
Flat plane, took a lot off of it, had him out in front, made him reach.
One ball, two strikes. The DH, Jaden Dansby, trying to play walk-off hero. Inside out, foul ball. Well, he just had a defensive swing there.
Previous pitch, he made him reach away.
This and then he came in, yeah.
Came inside right on his fist.
Tate Venables trying to send us to extra innings. Jaden Dansby trying to send Heath to the championship game. Inside. Now the runner, delayed steal attempt. They throw to third, and they got him. Riley Bob thought he could steal third on the delay. As people were debating, that should have been a strike. And an alert play by the catcher, Tristan Franks, threw it down to Braden Steiner. They got the tag, and on to the eighth we go, tied at three. We pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This is the State Baseball Tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
You practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goal. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
Welcome to the home of Gridiron Legends, the newly renovated Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Walk among the immortals of football inside the Hall of Fame gallery. Here you can stand face-to-face with the men who built America's game. Relive the greatest moments of Super Bowl history in the Lamar Hunt Super Bowl Gallery and stand before the Vince Lombardi Trophy, while the NFL Today Gallery is home to the NFL's most recent record-breaking moments. Plan your visit to the Pro Football Hall of Fame today at ProFootballHOF.com.
You are listening to the State Championship High School Baseball Tournament on the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network.
Free baseball, as we like to say, on to the eighth inning of this Division III state semifinal game. It is Wayndale 3, Heath 3, and a tough way to end the seventh inning for Heath after Riley Bum singled with two outs and stole second. He tried to steal third on a delayed steal after a controversial ball called at the plate. Everybody kind of standing around debating, man, I thought that was a strike. Baum took off for third. Franks threw the ball down to Braden Steiner, who had to break late to get to the bag, and he twisted himself around to make the tag. And we go to the eighth, and the catcher who made that throw, Tristan Franks, will lead off against the holdover pitcher, Riley Baum, who continues on the mound for Heath. And he gets a strike to begin the at-bat to Franks. Tristan is 0 for 3. Fly out to right. Comebacker. Fly out to left. Takes a ball outside. So kind of a strange ending to that bottom of the seventh. But here we go to extra innings. Our first extra inning game of the tournament. Swing and a miss by Franks. 82-mile-an-hour fastball from Baum. Baum at 98 pitches coming into the inning. So still plenty of room on the pitch count maximum and still looks pretty strong. Wave and a miss and an outside changeup. And Tristan Franks is out. Fifth strikeout for Baum. And now Otto Solorzano will come in. Left-hand batting DH. Of course, in Ohio High School Baseball, the pitch limit is 125. So he's got about 23 pitches left now. Solorzano, 1 for 3. Singled his last time up. Chased a high fastball there. He's down a strike. Three runs, seven hits, one error for Wayndale. Golden Bears have left six on base. For Heath, three runs, six hits, one error. And they have left eight on base. Last inning was the only inning they didn't leave somebody on base, but that's fouled out of play. Statistically, they didn't leave anybody on base, but in practical terms, they certainly did. With a runner at second and two outs, he was thrown out stealing. And now we're in the eighth. Otto Solorzano, one of the state tournament veterans for this Golden Bears team, trying to start something with one out. 0-2 pitch. Outside. Raindale had to go to the bullpen last inning. Tate Venables came on to get the final out with the caught stealing. 1-2 pitch. Right back to the mound. Baum jumped for it, didn't need to, then came down and threw him out for out number two. By the way, the pitching line on Koblenz, 6 2/3 innings. 6 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned. He walked 5, he hit 2, he struck out 9. 2 up, 2 down in the top of the 8th. And it's Braden Steiner in the box for Wayndale. Baum delivers. Way out in front of that swing is Steiner. He comes up with nothing but air. Nothing and one. Steiner pop up, walk and a run scored, singled. So 1-for-2. Baum with the delivery. Pulled foul on the ground. Looking ahead to Heath in the bottom of the 8th. We have hitters 5, 6, and 7 due up. Dansby, Binkley, and Toomey. Hitters 6, 7, and 8. The ball's 2 strikes to Steiner. Riley Baum has what he wants. He pitches just off the outside corner with a fastball. He had something on that one, 86.
His last couple of innings, Baum is going more to the breaking pitch early in the count, trying to finish the hitter off with the fastball. A little bit of a change from what he threw early in the game.
Outside, 2-2. So in other words, pitching backward, you could
pitching
say.
Pitching backward now as compared to what he did the first 5 innings.
And another pitch that some people, many people thought was a strike. But the inning continues. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Foul tip, swing and a miss. Strike 3 held on to by Gold. Riley Baum turns in a 1-2-3 eighth. And yet again, Heath will have a chance to walk off with a state semi-victory. We're tied at 3 going to the bottom of the 8th. We pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This is the state baseball tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
For the players on the court, cheerleaders on the sideline, and fans in the stands, Varsity Brands is a national leader in team athletic gear, school spirit, and championship memorabilia. Recognized and endorsed by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Varsity Brands partners with schools, coaches, and students to build school pride and student engagement. Visit varsitybrands.com for more information. Varsity Brands, elevating student experiences.
Health Action Council is a member-driven, not-for-profit organization that provides employers with best practices for a healthy workforce through leadership, innovative services, and collaboration. Health Action Council works with employers to improve the quality, cost, and value of healthcare. The Ohio High School Athletic Association and Health Action Council invite all Ohio schools to join us for the Healthy Kids Step It Up Challenge. Find out details at healthykidsgo.org. Check out the OHSAA on social media. Follow at OHSAA Sports on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
Jaden Dansby leads off the bottom of the 8th inning for Heath in a tie game. And he takes a ball outside from Tate Venables. A run means a win for Heath. Dansby 0-for-2 with a walk today. Swing and a miss. Dansby was at the plate when Baum was thrown out at third last half inning. The last inning for his team. 1-1. Tate Venables, the pitcher, delivers. Line drive right into the glove of Braden Steiner for now. Boy, Dansby timed up that breaking ball well, but right into the leather on the left hand of Braden Steiner. One out. Now it's Wyatt Binkley. Binkley is 1 for 3. He's also stolen a base. Here's the first pitch to him. Outside. By the way, slight correction on Shane Coblin's final line. I had him for 2-hit batters, but one of them must have been a ball 4 that was issued that ruled a walk. So they say he had 6 walks and 1-hit batter. Swing and a miss.
You know, I'm not sure they're seeing Venables as well as they were seeing Coblin's, because he drops down a little bit more in the arm slot. He also throws a little bit crossfire as well. And just that change, or that deception of how the ball, where the ball's coming from, can make a difference late in the game.
Absolutely. He's got a 1-1 count here. Delivers. Hit up the middle on the ground, backhanded and booted by the second baseman. And that is Koblenz, who is now playing second base after pitching the whole game. And he didn't look all that confident as he approached that play.
No, he didn't. He didn't. And the irony of it is he can get there, get set, get his feet under him. He doesn't have to make the backhand play.
Right.
He called that the ole.
Yeah. Well, now it sets it up for Connor Toomey with a man at first and one out. Tie game, bottom of the eighth inning. Squared to bunt, took it way outside. We're tied at 3 here in the bottom of the eighth.
Let's see if that turns out to be a critical mistake.
Wyatt Binkley, 8 steals and 9 attempts at first base. Squaring to bunt. Toomey gets it down, but it squirts foul first base side. Venables, the pitcher, sprints over there to make sure it doesn't take a left turn and go back fair. The Heath Bulldogs trying to advance to the state championship game for the first time in school history. This is their 5th appearance in the semifinals. 2000, 2002, 2007, 2023, lost in the semis all 4 times. There's a strike called. Toomey didn't like it as he squared the bunt, pulled off, and took a strike.
I'm going to reiterate this point, too. If you're Venables, you got to realize and remember you're just a pitch away from a double play ball and out of the inning.
Yeah,
so quality. Execute a pitch here.
They had a great double play back in the 4th to get him out of a jam. There's one that bounces off the catcher and away, and a wild pitch gets the sacrifice done.
Yep.
For Heath as Binkley moves on to 2nd on the wild pitch.
Well, you're out of the double play possibility now. That's a pitch in a situation that you have to execute. You got to keep the double play in play.
Well, that ball was bounced in there. So now it's 2 balls, 2 strikes to Toomey. Fouls it off. We're tied in the bottom of the 8th. Connor Toomey trying to drive in the winning run here in this state semifinal game.
Likewise, to take some of the pressure off Venables, if you're the catcher, you know you got to keep that ball in front of you.
Toomey has only 7 RBI all season. This would be the biggest of his life. That's just off the outside corner. Full count. And like most high school teams, the top of the lineup is where the better hitters are for Heath. They're working the 8-hole now, so Venables doesn't want to get to the top of the lineup here. 3-2 pitch. Hit to right. That could be a game winner. The right fielder over, diving. It drops in. And the Heath Bulldogs are going to the state championship game on a walk-off hit by Connor Toomey. The Bulldogs flow out of the dugout. They have dethroned the 2-time champion, Wayne Dale Golden Bears, on a walk-off double by Connor Toomey. Binkley scores. And Heath will be back tomorrow to play for the championship. And when you're playing the champs, you got to knock them out. And Heath does it with a run in the 8th. The Bulldogs win it 4-3. Stay tuned for our post-game thoughts. We'll try to get together with Heath coach Tom Warren amidst all the excitement. The Heath fans making noise as we go to this break. A message from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This is the state baseball tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Max Preps is your source for high school sports. From schedules to stats, live scores, rosters, video, and photos, Max Preps has it all. And when you download the Max Preps app, you can add your favorite teams and get notified on the go. Have your own personalized scoreboards and stay updated on the latest news surrounding your high school team. As a proud partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Max Preps wishes every student, athlete, and coach out there a very successful season.
Welcome to the home of Gridiron Legends, the newly renovated Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Walk among the immortals of football inside the Hall of Fame gallery. Here you can stand face-to-face with the men who built America's game. Relive the greatest moments of Super Bowl history in the Lamar Hunt Super Bowl Gallery and stand before the Vince Lombardi Trophy. While the NFL Today Gallery is home to the NFL's most recent record-breaking moments. Plan your visit to the Pro Football Hall of Fame today at ProFootballHOF.com.
Practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goal. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
This isn't Madison Square Garden. These drills probably won't make anyone a number one draft pick. But these players are practicing for something important. While they work on their jump shots, they're also learning teamwork, discipline, self-confidence, how to deal with wins and losses. Skills that will make them winners long after they leave the court. Support high school activities in your community. Because when kids take part, they get set for life.
You are listening to the State Championship High School Baseball Tournament on the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network.
The Heath Bulldogs walk off with a win in the eighth. They're going to the title game for the first time ever, and our man downstairs, Ray Horner, has Coach Tom Warren with him.
Well, Tom, let's talk about this clutch hit. Boy, back and forth this game was. From your point, talk about this thing.
Well, we fell behind early, and I knew our kids weren't going to quit. We've been doing it all year. And we just had a senior do a senior thing right there, and I'm so proud of him and the way Riley competed on the hill and gave us a chance. He could have went in a tank early, and he didn't.
Let's talk about Riley Baum. That was a heck of a performance. You were up there on the pitch count. You stayed with him. He really gutted it out for you.
Coach Saulfield, our pitching coach, called a great game again. He always does, and he convinced me to stick with him until he got in trouble. So we stuck with him, and he got it done for us.
You added pressure on the base pass today. You told me before the game you would do that, and you did that again today.
Yeah, I mean, we got our guys on base, and we did not get any timely hits early. But that big last hit, I think, was fair by about 6 inches.
A lot different feeling this year to last year. Last year you're up there. Now you're going to the championship game, my friend. Talk about the feeling.
Well, we're just carrying on the tradition of Heath baseball. This will be the third time we've competed for a state title. And my mentor sitting right up there, I just gave him a hats up. So we're looking forward to the opportunity to come out here and bring it home for all these great fans of Heath.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow, Coach.
Thank you so much.
There you go. Head Coach Tom Warren with us. He wants to get back in there and see those boys. And, guys, what a contest back and forth. Young Wayndale baseball team now against a veteran Heat team. They went back and forth. Big hit down the right field line. The big difference in extra innings. Both pitchers really gutsy today. I know you guys will talk about it. Heck of a baseball game. Back to you guys.
Yeah, it was a very good one. And a winning hit off the bat of one of the eight seniors, Connor Toomey, the center fielder, officially credited with a game-winning triple that scored Wyatt Binkley with the winning run. We're going to go to a break and have more, but we want to remind you the broadcast is a presentation of the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network and the NFHS Network. Any commercial use, retransmission, or distribution without the express written consent of the OHSAA and the NFHS is strictly prohibited. The announcers and production staff for this game were selected by the Ohio High School Athletic Association. For more information, log on to the OHSAA radio network at OHSAA.org. Heath 4, Wayndale 3, and we'll be back to talk more about it after this break. We pause for these messages from your local station. This is the State Baseball Tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Carmen's Pizza. Pizza's so good you can't stop eating it. Home of the Big Moose. Big enough to feed 3 to 4 people. Fresh pizza, subs, stromboli, and salads. Get 2 extra large single top pizzas for $28. And their Friday night special, a large single top pizza for only $12. Call 740-349-9291. Carmen's Pizza. Pizza's so good you can't stop eating it. On the corner of 5th and National Drive in Newark. 740-349-9291.
Every vehicle on our lot is sold with integrity. This is Bill Bear with Platinum Motors. All of our cars are inspected by our Integrity Service Department so you can be certain you're buying a vehicle you can rely on. Whether it's for a new driver or one for the whole family, Platinum has it. Or we can get it for you. The car market may have changed in the last few years, but one thing that hasn't is the importance of trust. We sell quality at Platinum Motors. 1352 Hebron Road, Heath, and online at PlatinumMotorsHeath.com.
Are you tired of walking into your own house from the outside heat and there's just nowhere to escape the hot and sticky air? Hi, I'm Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. There's nothing worse than being super uncomfortable in your own home. Call Houston Plumbing and Heating today and get cooled off. Together with York, Houston will help you gain comfort solutions that will save you money and energy. Installation is everything, so install confidence with Houston and York. Call us today where one call still does it all. 740-763-3961. Ohio license number 25394.
Desserts Bakery. For over 8 years, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, Buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath, directly across from Wyon Avenue. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love the sweetness of desserts.
Now, back to the game. This is Heath Baseball, brought to you by Platinum Motors, the Toy Store, and Houston Plumbing and Heating.
Exciting finish here in our second Division III state semifinal game today as the Heath Bulldogs get a walk-off win in the bottom of the eighth inning. Connor Toomey with an RBI triple drove in Wyatt Binkley with the winning run, and the Heath Bulldogs move into the state championship game for the first time in their history with a 4-3 win over the two-time defending champion Wayndale Golden Bears. Totals in the game, Heath 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, 9 left. Wayndale, 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors, 6 men left on base. Riley Baum went the distance for Heath. He gets the win. He's 8-2. And the loss was put on Tate Venables. He drops to 4-3. The game took 2 hours and 12 minutes to play. Sonny Folks, we thought this would be a high-level, tense, well-played game, and that's what we got. A
couple things that stand out to me that I'll remember, and that's the effort by both starting pitchers. One, I think Riley Baum was more on his game today, got his team through this to the eighth inning. I don't think Copeland obviously was as good as he could have been, but he competed, and that's what you want. As we talked about earlier, you want that dependable start from your starting pitchers. Both teams got that. The harsh reality of this is, in championship baseball, as in any level of the game, you got to make the plays, and that I can't go back and forget that opening error in the eighth inning when you put, you know, the what coaches say, we can't give you a free base in a situation like that. That runner is on first base. Then the wild pitch that gets him into a scoring position. He might have scored on the triple anyway, but again, if it's not for the error, he's not on base. And you got to execute in those kind of situations. You got to play clean baseball, and they just weren't able to do that. But again, it's the harsh reality of baseball.
And actually, today, 2 of Heath's 4 runs were unearned.
Yep.
So both errors were very costly in the grand scheme of things in this game for the Wayndale Golden Bears as they bow out at after winning the state championship the last 2 seasons. So we have more baseball to get to. Once again, the final score in this game, Heath 4 and Wayndale 3 in this Division 3 state champion, state semifinal game. We invite you to tune back into the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network. You don't have a game time yet? We're still waiting. Well, it should be here within, I'll guess, 4:15. How about that? What do you think? Close enough? Anyway, it'll be Fort Recovery and Hillsdale. And we say on behalf of OHSAA Executive Director Doug Yu, Radio Network Executive Producer Tim Streed, our on-site producer, Ryan Baker, and my broadcast partners, Ray Horner and Sonny Folks. I'm Todd Walker, congratulating the Heath Bulldogs. They'll play Lake for the Division III state title game tomorrow at 4 o'clock. The preceding broadcast has been a presentation of the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, fueled by chocolate milk.
You've been listening to Heat Baseball on Kate 98.7. Today's game was brought to you by Platinum Motors, The Toy Store, Houston Plumbing and Heating, The Midland Theater, Carmen's Pizza, Desserts Bakery, and Newark Auto Body Collision and Glass.